The outgoing U.S. general commanding NATO troops in Afghanistan had some grim words for his successor. There are not enough men and weapons to finish the war against the Taliban and its allies. 8,000 people died in fighting last year, and the new commander, General David McKiernan, faces reluctance from some members of the International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, to commit more troops to the battle. The World's Matthew Bell reports on what the new commander faces.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai attended the NATO handover ceremony in Kabul, where he told the new ISAF commander, General McKiernan, the two men would be working closely together. There will be happy days, Karzai said, and there will be sad days.
We will lose lives. NATO soldiers would lose life. Afghan soldiers, Afghan personnel would lose lives. We'll face terrorism, but we must remain steadfast and together and dedicated. So welcome to Afghanistan, and I wish you all the best.
General McKiernan said the mission of supporting the Afghan government to bring security, reconstruction, and effective governance must continue without missing a beat.
Insurgents, foreign fighters, criminals, and others who stand in the way of that mission will be dealt with.
The outgoing NATO commander in Afghanistan is another American general, General Dan McNeil. Since early 2007, his command has grown from 33,000 troops to more than 50,000. But General McNeil says ISAF is short on resources.
It needs more maneuver units. It needs more flying machines. It needs more intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance apparatus. And I'm not just focused on the U.S. sector. I'm talking about across the country.
McNeil says NATO forces have achieved successes in their counterinsurgency campaign in places such as eastern Afghanistan, but he says attacks in the area are still on the rise because the Taliban and other fighters enjoy safe haven across the border in Pakistan.
And if there's no pressure on these extremists and these terrorists on the other side of the border, and there appears to be a lack of pressure on them right now, you also know that we keep a measurement of what occurs, and you know over time when there has been dialogue or peace deals, the incidents have gone up. What you're seeing right now is the effects of no pressure on these extremists and insurgents on the other side of the border.
McNeil's 15 months in Afghanistan have been a violent time. For example, two ISAF soldiers were killed today in the eastern part of the country. But ISAF spokesman Brigadier General Carlos Bronco says that doesn't mean the insurgents are getting the upper hand.
That does not mean the insurgents are stronger. That does not mean the insurgents are improving their tactics, techniques, and procedures.
Bronco says ISAF troops, alongside Afghan national security forces, are taking the fight to the insurgents.
We have operational initiative. And of course, we have nowadays more soldiers than in the past.
Bronco says the Afghan army in particular is making great strides. Since early 2007, the army has grown from 31,000 to 57,000 troops. 15 months ago, not a single Afghan army unit could operate independently. Now, Bronco says there are 7 units, that's about 2,800 men, who can take the lead in military missions, and another 10 units capable of fighting side by side with multinational forces. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.